The Arab League sent monitors into Syria to try and prevent the situation from getting worse. It's a tall order for those 165 monitors. Yesterday, some of them were attacked by a mob. And in his speech today, President Assad poured scorn on the Arab League. Assad said the organization has failed for six decades to look after Arab interests. Michael Wahid Hanna is a fellow at the Century Foundation in New York. So the Arab League has condemned the assault on the monitors yesterday, blaming non-opposition forces. Remind us, Michael, why these monitors are there and what their mandate is.
Well, it was a surprising decision, frankly, by the Arab League to send the monitors to Syria. And it was part of a slightly more activist shift by the Arab League to take on the issue. I mean, it has been the butt of jokes for years. And obviously, it has been renowned for not taking action with respect to violations of fundamental human rights within the Arab world. But since Libya and now Syria, there has been a slight shift. And this sending of monitors was part of that effort. Their mandate is limited. It's not a broad mandate. I mean, it's not a monitoring mission per se. They are only there to observe. And so I think that's part of the very broad frustration we have seen among critics of the mission, because it obviously has not been successful in halting the bloodshed.
Well, I was going to say, you say it represents a slight shift for the Arab League, but given the continued images of violence, the presence of those monitors doesn't seem to be making much of a difference. I mean,
well, it's a shift in the sense of wanting to be involved in these sorts of issues at all. In previous years, these have not been issues that the Arab League has bothered to get involved with. If we think back on the various repressions that have been meted out against people in the region, the Arab League has been silent, and so it does represent a shift. The problem here, obviously, is that the mandate has there are no coercive features involved, and has had little impact, really, in terms of halting the bloodshed, although it seems as if the numbers of dead on a daily basis have perhaps declined a little bit, but the killing goes on.
The opposition has called for a no-fly zone, as in Libya. What are the prospects for other nations getting more involved in Syria?
Well, I mean, I think some of the frustration with the Arab League mission at present is a function with the lack of good options out there, period. There are no obvious next steps, perhaps tighter sanctions, but this mission is a stopgap in the sense that there aren't any other very good ideas out there. There's not a very easy route for an intervention such as creating a no-fly zone or a safe area. One, because it doesn't appear that there's any appetite on the part of many countries, particularly in the West, to lead such a military effort. And two, also, there's quite a bit of difficulty in getting legal authorization for such a mission, even if these countries had wanted to push it. The Russians and the Chinese do not appear to be in any mood to authorize this type of mission through the UN Security Council. So it's difficult at the moment to imagine how you would get to that type of more directly military intervention.
Mike, as you well know, the narrative of the Arab Spring has been pretty straightforward. The trend has been for protesters and activists getting their leaders up against the ropes, and then those leaders leave power. Even with these Arab League monitors, though, President Assad seems to be getting more entrenched in power as time goes on. It's pretty extraordinary.
There's no indication at all that he is interested or the regime is interested in either negotiating a halt to the bloodshed through some sort of reconciliation deal, or that he is interested in leaving power. I think it's pretty clear that they are see this as an existential threat, and that they're going to try to crush this by force. They've given nobody any other reason to think otherwise.
Mike Hanna at the Century Foundation in New York. Thank you very much.
Thank you.